As a beginning meditator, we will notice tension in our body. Tightness in muscles, clenched jaw, curled toes, hands that want to bunch up into fists, tightness in our butt, our legs, and so on. If we're carrying tension in our body, there's also going to be tension in our mind. Who do you suppose put the tension in our body? We try to focus, and right away we realize our mind is all over the place, like the untrained dog running around behind the fence. Our minds are busy and tense. If there's tension in our mind, well, there'll be tension in our body. Who put the tension in our mind? Suppose you're on a beach, watching a beautiful sunset, completely relaxed in mind and body. I walk up to you and I say, "Hey, why don't you get really agitated about something on purpose so your mind can be tense and then you can tense up your body?" Would you take my advice and on purpose put tension in your mind and body? The fact of the matter is, most of the time, there's nothing to be tense about. Yet, here we are, carrying tension in our mind and body all day long. And worst of all, we put the tension there ourselves. We would never do it on purpose. We do it on autopilot. Meditation is a way of reminding ourselves over and over again to let go of the tension we're carrying. It's a way of stabilizing our experience. But our junkyard dog of a mind keeps trying to look for things to bark at. If we're sitting and nothing is going on, that dog searches past and future experience, concepts and ideas, for something to bark at. We're told we need some kind of reference point to establish stability, a bone for our restless dog, an anchor for our tense mind. We're told to focus on the breath, but that seems nearly impossible. What is possible is intentionally bringing our awareness to the point in our body where we feel the sensations of our breathing the strongest. Where this point of contact is can change, but it will always be in the present moment. In other words, we're being asked to bring curiosity to the direct experience of breathing in order to pull ourselves out of autopilot mode and our tension-producing thoughts. With this anchor of the breath, our dog stops barking long enough to take in the sunset. Without curiosity and an anchor, our awareness and thoughts tend to drift off into familiar, tension-producing loops, and we lose focus. Picture yourself hand-flying IFR. How do you use an artificial horizon? The sensation of the breath in our body, like the horizon, helps us keep the shiny side up. At first, meditation, like IFR flying, is really challenging. We're all over the place, and we're lucky if we can keep our wings level or our awareness on a few consecutive breaths in a row. Whether practicing meditation or flying on instruments, it's a skill that takes dedication, time, and practice to develop. We bring into our awareness what the artificial horizon is telling us by paying attention and being interested. What's going on? Oh yeah, pay attention. Straight and level, we get distracted. Suddenly, we're in a 15-degree bank. Bring the wings back to level. Are we screwing up if, at first, we struggle to keep the aircraft smooth in level flight? Of course not. We're a little jerky because we're new at it. Meditating? Mind wanders off into thinking. Remember, you're trying to meditate. Bring your awareness back to the breath. At first, it feels a little awkward and jerky. Welcome to meditation. Keep practicing and it gets smoother. When you remember and come back, You just did one rep in your gym of awareness practice. You're not screwing up if this is what's happening. This repetitive process of remembering and returning to stability is meditating. Flying IFR successfully requires us to pay attention to the information being conveyed to us by our instruments in real time, right now. Relying on what our instruments read yesterday or predicting what they might indicate tomorrow doesn't help us. Whether flying IFR or meditating, awareness must be focused on our actual situation. Situational awareness. Here's one absolutely critical aspect of instrument flying that applies directly to meditation practice. Believe what the instruments are telling you, not what you think the instruments should be telling you. In other words, value the direct experience and not your concepts and ideas about the experience. The instruments of meditation are the senses in the body, beginning with the breath as your artificial horizon. We'll get around to the other instruments later. Apply your awareness to the breath by being curious about it and try to sustain it. When you drift off into thinking again, don't beat yourself up any more than you would if you realized you were in a shallow bank in the clouds. Simply remember, return, apply, and sustain for as long as you can. Mind drifts off, shallow bank. Remember and return to straight and level. It's a skill, and like any skill worth learning, it takes practice and repetition. I've been meditating for 10 years. My mind still drifts off. I still have to remember and bring myself back to my anchor. I've got more than 10,000 hours of jet time. If I'm hand flying in the soup, I still have to remember to look at my attitude indicator and correct. I'm not screwing up, that's just how it works. Whether you're trying to meditate or fly, if you become tense and frustrated, who do you suppose put that tension and frustration there? Did you do it on purpose or on autopilot? Can you let the tension go? Can you let it go again and again? One more concept I'd like to incorporate in our meditation, and that is CG. What's it like trying to fly IFR in an aft CG and pitch-sensitive aircraft? When our center of awareness is all up in our head, busy with thinking, concepts, and ideas, we're top-heavy and easily destabilized. When our center of awareness is lower and more embodied, more in our direct experience, we have more stability and resilience. It's also more relaxing and easier to let go of tension in both body and mind with a favorable CG. Today's meditation will not be a guided one. It'll be 5 minutes of silence, beginning and ending with a bell. The recording hasn't stopped. I'm just giving you a chance to practice on your own for a bit. So, opening your eyes now, bring your attention back to your surroundings. Don't jerk yourself out of your meditation. Ease yourself back, maintaining some of that relaxed momentum. Take a moment now to notice how you feel. Do you suppose that having a lower, more embodied CG might be useful as you go about your daily life? Keep in mind, anytime you feel stressed, distracted, or unable to focus, you can do a quick check-in. Checking in can be as easy as intentionally shifting your CG of awareness out of your thinking and into your body. The breath is always available. Just notice it. If needed, you can do a 4-pause-8 breath, paying attention to how the long out-breath feels in your body. Notice the shift as your attentional CG moves lower, more centered, more grounded and stable. That's all for today. I hope you find this useful, and thanks for listening.